This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The man vying for the leadership of the Australian Labor Party has called for quotas of LGBTI people in Parliament. While launching his new website and policy booklet, Bill Shorten says something needs to be done about diversity within the Labor Party and in Canberra. His rival, Anthony Albanese, however, says diversity should not be forced.
Well, the problem you've got, I think, is if you have a quota system for gay and lesbian candidates and other quotas as well for different groups, you do end up, I think, having a real issue with the community who want to know that their candidate is the best candidate.
The two leaders strongly back gay marriage, unlike former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who on Monday was asked about her position by a four-year-old at the Sydney Opera House.
How come you didn't let gay people get married?
I think marriage in our society could play its traditional role, and we could come up with other institutions which value lifetime commitment.
Students in Melbourne are lobbying for greater LGBT&I content in Australian medical degrees. MD Queer, a group of med students at the University of Melbourne, is in the process of developing a policy for the Australian Medical Students Association.
Turning overseas now, and the chairman of Italian pasta company Barilla has stirred up controversy this week by requesting that gays eat somebody else's pasta. Guido Barilla made the comments in an interview on Italian radio station Radio 24 and stated that he wouldn't ever allow a gay family to be depicted in a Barilla advertisement. The chairman later released a video on the company's Facebook page apologising.
It is clear that I have a lot to learn about the lively debate concerning the evolution of the family.
A Republican candidate in the US state of Virginia who described gay people as mentally sick has defended the remarks during a debate last week. E.W. Jackson, who's running for lieutenant governor, said his anti-gay sermons are protected speech and would not be the way he intends to govern. These are the comments Democratic opponent Ralph Northam described as offensive.
Homosexuality is a horrible sin. It poisons culture, it destroys families, it destroys societies. Their minds are perverted.
Republicans in this year's gubernatorial race in Virginia have been criticized for running on an extreme anti-gay platform, including the GOP's candidate for governor Ken Cuccinelli's campaign to uphold a state law banning sodomy.
The governor of New Jersey has vowed to appeal against a court decision this week authorizing equal marriage in the US state. Judge Mary Jacobson gave the go-ahead for gay marriage to kick in on the 21st of October. Governor Chris Christie vetoed a marriage equality bill that passed the state legislature last year. After Friday's ruling, the governor said the issue should go to a referendum.
And so my view on it is, put it on the ballot. Let people decide.
Coming up, do gay men face extinction from the threat of inflatable dolls? The answer's next with Jacob after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
The campaign, which aimed to have Premier League soccer stars wear rainbow shoelaces, has flopped, with few players participating. The Right Behind Gay Footballers promotion failed to work with the league and Football Association to get their message across, and also upset anti-homophobia organisations with their stereotypical tagline. League representatives say if they were involved, they could have had every player wearing rainbow laces. And the Russian LGBT Sports Federation will be hosting the first ever Russian Open Games in Moscow after the Winter Olympics this February. The federation is holding the event to celebrate LGBT athletes and promote healthy lifestyles among the community after Pride House was banned at the upcoming Olympics.
Thanks, Tanya. And a UK shopping outlet has pulled from its shelves an inflatable gay best friend doll after complaints were made about offensive gay stereotypes. Tesco's promised the blow-up doll would be ready to give fashion advice and tell you if your bum looks big.
And that's the cheese in the LGBTI fondue this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.